Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 52nd episode of VertSock. We have now gone a full year working from home and in quarantine, lockdown, social whatever. So this marks a full year of this, and I want to thank everyone who stuck with us, and I want to thank myself for having the patience to edit and align 52 episodes of wildly divergent tracks of a bunch of morons that can't figure out how to synchronize claps like adults. So just didn't really have anything else to say, but just thanks for that. It's not stopping anytime soon, and I don't know what the future's going to look like, so I hope you like the format, because it ain't going away. Enjoy!
It's Sit Sock Bump, bum 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 bum. Sit sock.
Sit
sock. Kendrick here.
Kyle.
I tried to time that right.
It's Joe.
And Kevin.
And Kevin in the back.
I wish everybody here was caught up on WandaVision, because there's a song that's like blowing up on the internet right now that was in the last episode.
Right?
Have you watched it?
I need to catch up.
Yeah, so sorry. That's not what we're going to talk about today.
This might be the first
that
I'm actually catching up with someone else. Just sit down and
watch all of the episodes, because it takes all of maybe 3 hours to do. Like, you're doing yourself a favor. It's great. Anyway, we're doing band names today.
I didn't catch any of that. Did you say you're doing yourself a favor if you don't watch it?
No, you're doing yourself a favor just sitting down and watching it. I know it's like, it's hard to sit down for an episode. Just, like, do it. Like, don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Kate refuses to watch it till the last episode comes out, so...
Amy was like that, too. But Megan actually told Amy that there was something crazy that happens that she needs to watch, and so Megan broke Amy. And then, because Amy is in the same boat, she hasn't even watched the second season of Mandalorian yet, because she didn't want to watch it when it
Kate's
was coming
the same.
Out episodically, and then forgot about it. Which I was like, you didn't do the thing you said you were going to do, so do it. But...
Anyway. I have the same struggles. It's the same.
But today,
anyway,
we're gonna start alternating band names in apparently again, because we like them. So
it's definitely not because we get tired after recording one episode and we have to phone one in.
No,
I've curated this list today. I've moved names around in order to make it so we get some interesting ones. At least I hope. So, welcome to the curated version of the band games name, which is band names, band names game.
I kind of like band games name.
Band games name.
I think band games name might be the new name of the segment.
Band games name? Okay.
Yes.
The first
Can we steal the meme time jingle and rewrite that to be band games name?
Probably. I don't know what that is, but sure.
All right.
You'll get copywritten strict by Jacksepticeye.
Jacksepticeye's eyes.
Sorry, John.
Okay, so the first
Sean,
band
don't
name,
hurt us, I love you.
And if you're not familiar with the band name game is, I'll still tell it every time. We basically have this gigantic list of people, of names of bands that people said a thing, and they were like, that sounds like a band name, so they put it on the list. And we just come up with what kind of music would be played in that band, what the story is, whatever we want. Because it gets a little wild. Wild guys. The first one is... P in the F hole.
I remember what this one. Oh my god, we are so far behind on this list. I remember when we put this on the list. Holy crap. It's been years, dude. Like,
I have one.
Alright, go for it, Kyle.
So
go for it.
This is a band made up of people who do stocking at grocery stores, and really what they're just kind of like voicing their frustrations working at like stocking a grocery store with all the, like the lazy other people that work there and the bad customers. And it's called P in the F hole because it's like peas are in the fruit section of the store and they don't understand how they got there, and that's what P in the F hole means. P in the fruit hole, but the F hole sounds more offensive and it's like a punk rock thing. So
nice. Okay, I've got one. This is what my brain has concocted for this. So P in the F hole is a three-person group with a single grand piano and a sledgehammer. Now, here's how this little party works. All three of the members will take turns individually playing a song, their particular song. The goal of the show is that one of them has to get all the way through their song, but one of them will be trying, one of the other two will be trying to smash the grand piano with the sledgehammer, and the second person, who is not doing neither of those, has to defend the grand piano from the man with the sledgehammer. After a certain amount of time and keys have allotted, they have to switch positions.
Oh my god.
And that is P in the F hole. Fuck you, I don't know.
Okay.
I know it now.
So have you guys seen P in the F hole? What is that? You gotta see it.
Combat musicians. I love it. That's actually really good.
Nice.
Kevin, Kendrick.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go? I have something, but it's lame.
Go for it.
I'm going to cash in.
I just kind of blacked out for a minute there.
Okay. I'm just going to go for the most literal translation. There's a group of like 12 and 13 year olds that their parents are really rich and they want to start a punk band just because they're like, we're rebellious and damn the man. But they're too afraid to curse in front of their moms, so they're like, yeah, our band's name is P in the F-hole, like in front of their moms. But really, they're still too afraid to say their real name, what it stands for. And it's just really bad punk music. Just terrible.
Just not good. None of them are talented.
Yeah. They're just winging it.
Willing to put in the effort to become good.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. That's a great one.
I remember this actual band name going on the list, and because of that, I could not think of anything else. I fixated, and I tried really hard, and I couldn't.
I don't know where this came from, so I think you're safe. Well, I don't know if anybody else does.
I know, but like, so I'm just going to say it's a vegetarian string quartet who have a tendency to make sandwiches and are very sloppy. So they dropped a P into their F hole, which is the name for the hole on the violin.
Is it really?
And that, yeah, the holes are in the shape of an old school F. Yeah. The actual story is not that far off from that. It was told to us by an Irish musician while we were on the Isle of Skye, and they were introducing a 150, 100 and something. Piece violin or string band that was made up of people many of whom had never actually played a string instrument before in their life. They spent a week in the woods learning how to do it, and then they played one of the most amazing concerts I've ever seen in my life. And one of the songs that they came up with is called P in the F-hole, because they were eating and recording and someone accidentally dropped a P onto their violin. And it was a magical experience. But we still
this
had
is like
to laugh
the only band
that
name
joke.
That's actually inspired by real music, I feel like.
But like a real band.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
And I want to close that. It was a very magical experience with a great drunken Kaylee afterwards. That was way into the wee hours of the morning the night before we were supposed to perform the next day for an international crowd for the first time in our career. So we were all very tired, and lots of people were very grumpy and wanted to go home, but some of us were also very much having fun still, and the guy who was supposed to drive was very not 100% sober. So it's a magical experience I'll never forget. Except that band then came to the States and toured. It was the pair of them, and we went and saw them in Colorado Springs, dressed up as much as the way we did when we saw them in Scotland, and they remembered us mostly because of our intimidating beards. So that was a little story for you there. I have since removed the intimidating beard. So
yeah, he looks like a child now.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next one is a chicken lollipop.
Chicken lollipop.
First of all, that's disgusting. So,
is it?
Isn't that just a drumstick?
Isn't that what like a satay stick is? Like satay
chicken? Is it frozen chicken?
That's what I was thinking.
Is it chicken
yeah.
in the form of a lollipop? Oh, that, or is it yeah, chicken that is really gross. Stock
just
that's been
raw,
frozen?
What about like
raw
a
chunk
a,
of chicken
like
on
a
stick?
Shish kebab is
frozen.
Technically a chicken lollipop.
Does a lollipop have to be frozen?
Lollipop is never frozen.
No, you're right. I'm thinking of a popsicle.
Yeah. No, I was thinking more it's just like a lollipop is hardened, so it's like chicken that's been cooked and hardened into.
What if you had a chicken stock flavored candy?
Oh, okay. Ahead, so Joe. Here's what it is. Here's what it is. So yes, chicken flavored lollipop. It is. They actually took what my idea of that was. It's just a big old chicken drumstick, right? So the pre-show is the guys all have big drums. Like, that's all the instruments. So they're all just different sizes and styles of drums, right? And they just start chowing down on these crazy big thick turkey legs. And then as soon as they get to where, like, the bone is exposed, they start using the bones to play the drums. And they just do, like, huge, crazy drum songs.
That sounds dumb, but I want to get drunk and go watch it.
Yeah. They go exclusively at Ren Fairs, so.
Yeah, yeah. Where I'm dumb and drunk and want to watch it.
Yeah. You'd pay a ridiculous amount of money at a Ren Fair to go see that.
Yeah, because I'd be drunk and holding one of the aforementioned turkey legs.
Indeed. They'd probably toss them out into the crowd.
I'd toss it right back after eating it. It'd be great.
All right, I got one. So... this chicken, a chicken lollipop, is kind of like a who's the guy who does the Code Monkey song again? Do you remember that one?
Joko, Jonathan Colton.
Yeah, Jonathan Colton. It's like a folk Jonathan Colton about like historic candy inventions and like the mishaps that happened when people were trying to like make weird candies and like desserts and things like that. And it's just like a folk historical song. Like a person singing songs with that kind of theme on it of like crazy shit that's happened in candy history.
Okay.
I like it.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
I like it.
I'm about to Google some stuff and I'm not going to, so I'm going to go next. Sorry, Kevin, you got to land this plane.
All right.
Okay. But I got to go next because otherwise I'll Google it and I'll get certain things right. And I don't want to get them right. I want to just shoot from the...
Don't, not from the hip, but dare.
I want to say what I'm saying. Are you ready?
Yes.
You remember that band that sang Sugar, Sugar? Do, 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 do. Oh, honey, honey.
Oh, yes.
And then you remember that whoever it was that sang Candy Shop, I'll Let You Lick My Lollipop, that whole fucked up thing?
Yeah, 50 Cent.
No? Yeah? Was that 50 Cent?
I think.
I don't remember. The whole point is, it is... a cover band that plays exclusively candy-themed songs with borderline misremembered lyrics, like the fact that I couldn't remember either of those band names or song names, but for reasons that remain still unclear to this day, dressed as a chicken, and his primary instrument is, in fact, a rubber chicken. For reasons that people can only attribute to online trolling, this guy is sold out in every city he goes to, but no one attends the shows.
That's awesome. I love that part. That's so cool.
I'd love it.
He still makes a lot of money. The tickets are sold, but nobody shows up.
Follow that shit up, Kevin.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Oh, man.
Not really. Literally anything's better than that.
Oh, for some
reason,
story
Good.
Yeah, the story got it. I was thinking K-pop, like lollipop. Oh. You know, it's real poppy.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yep.
But it, you know, it's a bunch of like Japanese ladies that dress up in chicken suits, giant chicken suits, and it's one of those like half metal, half pop groups, Chicken Lollipop. But they dress up as chickens and they just play crazy heavy metal mixed with like upbeat pop songs.
Take it.
That's really all I got.
All right.
Gave it my all.
Joe, you went,
what
right?
What was that lollipop?
Yeah.
Okay. That was probably...
Sorry, go ahead.
I think that was one of the most diverse rounds that we've had of this game in a while, honestly. I liked how everybody went kind of
I feel like
with it.
Everyone went in way different directions, but yeah, I feel like Lollibomb wasn't mentioned, and I feel like that's a disservice that Garen was going to call us out on if we don't mention it.
What wasn't?
Which is that little big, really weird music video from a number of years ago. If you haven't been into Little Big, go check out Little Big, because they're a Russian pop band that I think exists to spend Russian like propaganda money on stupid music videos.
Okay.
And like crazy over the top music videos.
You'll definitely have to link that in the.
I will lick that. Yeah,
lick it.
All right. Our next one is the next band is Intestinal Dinosaurs.
Ooh, I hate when I get those.
All right, I have a wonky one. I don't want to start it though if someone else is good because. Okay, I'm not fucking. I'm gonna do it anyway.
I'll shoot from the hip. I got it.
Intestinal Dinosaurs is
Intestinal Dinosaurs.
Oh no. Which
you should
one?
Have just kept going over each other.
Yeah, I know, we were almost.
That
would
have been the band
of
Intestinal Dinosaurs.
Go ahead, Kendrick. Yeah.
Intestinal Dinosaurs is a hard rock band that come from paleontologist enthusiasts. What'd you say?
Don't say aloud the land down
from,
under.
No. They don't come from land. They're paleontologists, but they're all only enthusiasts. They're not really trained paleontologists, but they like to pretend that they are. But the main reason that they washed out of paleontology school was the fact that all of them had weak stomachs and couldn't live on the field rations and the garbage food that they eat in their own digs. And in an effort to own that, instead of letting it own them as a stereotype, they incorporated it into their own name, and also they dress as dinosaurs.
Nice.
Nice.
I did not plan that at all. I just kept talking, and I'm sorry.
And now
word vomit.
All right, who's next?
Kyle, you're next.
Okay.
You were
so
trying to go.
The Intestinal Dinosaurs isn't really the band name. It's just what these guys call themselves. But it's a group of people who actually are able to record, like, intestinal sounds, like indigestion and kind of, like, all the sounds that happen in what you colloquially call as your intestines. But then they remix it and sell it to anybody who needs Foley sounds of dinosaurs. Like, anybody who needs dinosaur sounds, they, like, turn these intestinal sounds into, like, the sounds that you hear in, like, Jurassic Park and any kind of theme park ride. And they call themselves Intestinal Dinosaurs, but, like, they're, like, a real, they're, like, you know, they work for, like, LucasArts or whatever, right? But they're, like, the Intestinal Dinosaurs because they're, like, cheating. Because every Foley, isn't Foley is the right word, right? I'm using the right word?
Like, you're absolutely right.
Foley sounds are
because
never
it's
what
like,
you think they are.
Yeah, right. And so it's, like,
and then they like
what's that?
They
pitch
it up
computers.
And they string it out, and then it sounds like.
And you're being hunted by velociraptors in the tall grass.
And so basically, what you're saying is that their record got mislabeled or misfiled somewhere in a store, and then people think it's real.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is a band. It's like, no, it's not. That's a sound effect clip. But okay.
And now
still,
we're here. Yeah,
still popular though.
I got something.
Go for it, Kev.
Okay. I give Joe the he'd be the end game here. So I'm thinking, like, it's this group of dudes that were percussionists. So they only play the drums, of course. But they're also fascinated with, like, the caveman era and dinosaurs and all that. So they take and use very homemade drums. Like, they actually take intestines of animals.
Human skin. Right.
Yeah, if need if need be.
Yeah, okay.
Dress up as cavemen, and they don't play to a live band, like, they don't play to a live audience. They bang drums and, like, do crazy drum beats, but they just make videos of dinosaurs, like, dancing to their drum beats. And it's just a YouTube channel. Yeah. And just come up with, like, drumline cadences. Yeah.
I would like to give you one subscribe, please.
Yes.
<That's what>
okay. All right.
Link me to your Patreon.
Intestinal Dinosaurs is a death metal band, a Norwegian proper death metal band, and all of their songs are based around scenarios where dinosaurs were fighting each other and like, you know, battles between Stegosaurus and Allosaurus and between, and they're all correct, so I don't know if those are the correct periods, I forget, but like
fuck it.
It's like Ankylosauruses and stuff, but the most important part is that the lead singer is dressed in the same exact dinosaur suit as the teenage kid from the Dinosaurs TV show.
Nice.
I
got you.
Wasn't he a Triceratops?
No, he had like a fin head that like laid off to one side, so he had kind of a mohawk going. Cause he was kind of like a duckbill.
Who was the Triceratops in that?
That was his boss.
Like daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Sinclair.
I haven't watched that show in like 25 years.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I watched the shit out of it, but I haven't watched it in 25 years.
Yeah. It's one of those that has. It's one of the like top 10 most depressing series finales. in true. Like TV history.
Also, can we discuss the part where all of the dinosaurs in the family are different species from different like millennia?
Dude, yeah, never thought about that.
I mean, we it's like
can
you can't you know, they don't see in color, man. Okay, gosh, mixed race is a thing. Get over it.
No, it's not.
It is if we want it to be.
I don't want it to be.
I can tell.
Anyway, next song.
Next song.
Actually, we're out of time.
Do you guys? Yeah, we're out of time. I was gonna say we're out of time.
Was that everybody?
Yeah,
I blacked out on that one.
Yeah, that was everybody? It. I finished it off.
All right. Well,
'tis the end.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Do a little dance. Send us better spam.
VC.
Yeah, spam challenge.
Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Not to put to find a point on it.
Yeah.
But say I'm the only bee in your bonnet.
Yeah, I was going to drop some other lyrics, but opted not to because I don't want to interrupt anybody, and we're done now.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I love you. Welcome to Costco.